Senegal is preparing to ratify UNESCO's 2001 Convention on the Protection of Underwater Heritage, a heritage made up of sunken slave ships, fishing boats, transatlantic commercial vessels, and warships, among others. Some 1,000 sites of interest have been detected on the seabed. The lack of national law on the protection of underwater objects has led to the looting of these shipwrecks by treasure hunters. The convention offers a legal framework for member countries to protect their culturally and historically important vestiges of the past. Emmanuel Londe reports from Dakar.
The seabed is the world's largest museum, as Dr. Ibrahima Thiaw knows all too well. Senegal's first national underwater archaeologist from Cheikh Anta Diop University has found at least three slave ships that disappeared in the 18th century.
There are many ships from different periods, but our area of interest is the slave ships.
Today, his work is threatened by the absence of a national law on the protection of underwater finds.
One of the reasons that we don't want to or can't communicate much is because Senegalese framework in this domain doesn't exist. So to say that I've found something is similar to what treasure hunters do. Many people are reluctant to say more than that because there is no legislation at present.
Africa's underwater heritage is for the most part largely unknown. For Madik Gay, a PhD student in underwater archaeology at Cheikh Anta Diop University in Dakar and Aix-Marseille University in France, a legal framework at the national or international level would stop the intense looting that goes on below sea level.
You have dive centers that head out with divers, tourists for a day at sea, that head out to explore the depths. And any objects they find, they take. These dive centers know the coastline really well. They take part in organized looting. That's right, organized looting. For example, they found vases, pottery that could date back to the 16th century, and then even post videos about it on the internet.
To combat this, Senegal is preparing to ratify the UNESCO Convention on the Protection of Underwater Heritage, a means to protect any historical treasures discovered underwater. Guillaume Alonso is from UNESCO's Dakar Bureau.
It's true, and it's a common denominator in countries in West Africa, that the frameworks to protect national heritage are a bit weak, a bit out of date, and rather ancient. That's exactly what such a legal framework is for, to determine how things found underwater should be used.
60 countries worldwide, including 16 on the African continent, have already ratified the convention.
What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about what to do when we find an object, when we find a bottle of gin found on a Dutch ship next to Gorée. Who does this bottle belong to? What do we do with this bottle? The legal framework precisely determines what should be the usage and the way of preserving everything we find underwater, as we would for on land.
At a time when debate surrounds whether or not European museums should return African artefacts to their countries of origin taken during colonial times, Ulrike Guerin, the Secretariat of the Convention, believes it would stop such theft and allow nations to establish clearly what is theirs.
We talk a lot about restitution, but we're not very careful about not having anything else stolen. There are nations that demand restitution, but at the same time, they let themselves be looted by people, by treasure hunters, often quite openly, and they lose once again. But from the very start, don't let your heritage go. It's very important to understand that this heritage isn't just objects. It's a past, it's history, it's a site. There's science wrapped up in that.
Senegal's coastline spans at 700 kilometres. The country's strategic position between Africa, Europe and America suggests there could be many more underwater treasures to be found and protected. The recent discovery of underwater oil and gas reserves 100 kilometres off the coast of Dakar makes it all the more urgent to set in place a means of protecting such treasures. Abdouaziz Gissé, head of the Cultural Heritage Department at the Ministry of Culture, says finding a way to sustainably develop the country is challenging.
It's going to be difficult to tell any African country that's discovered petrol, sorry, you can't exploit your petrol because there are slave ships or ships from the colonial era already there. It is important, and it is our past, but there just needs to be a framework surrounding dredging, coastal development, for oil drilling, for the pipelines. It'll require an impact study first and foremost, so that we can protect what needs protecting.
Once ratified, the convention will also encourage the training of specialists like Dr. Ibrahim Atiao to carry out underwater excavations and research. Currently, he works with 6 PhD students who are set to have a lot on their plates in the future. For RFI, Emmanuel Landet in Dakar.